January 6th committee's primetime hearing. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Speaker Pelosi's hand-picked committee investigating last year's incursion at the U.S. Capitol building, delivering a two-hour report on national television Thursday, blaming former President Trump.
Donald Trump, the President of the United States, spurred a mob of domestic enemies of the Constitution to march down the Capitol and subvert American democracy.
Committee Chairman, Mississippi Democrat Congressman Benny Thompson. Many Republicans have called the Select Committee's investigation a sham, pointing out every member of the committee previously voted to impeach then-President Trump. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
This is a partisan witch hunt. It has been that from the beginning. This is about punishing Nancy Pelosi's political opponents.
A second committee presentation is scheduled for next week. Earlier, the House approved a bill to make it harder to buy automatic weapons.
House lawmakers heard horror stories Wednesday about the mass shooting at a school in Uvalde, Texas, from a doctor who rushed to the scene, from parents as well as a fourth grade survivor. Soon after, they passed the Protecting Our Kids Act. It would raise the age limit for semi-automatic rifle purchases and limit the capacity of ammunition magazines. The bill passed mostly on party lines as Democrats like Congressman Jerry Nadler argued.
Americans are watching. They are begging us to protect them and their loved ones from gun violence.
Republican Jim Jordan pushed back.
What this bill does is take away Second Amendment rights, God-given rights.
The measure has little chance of passing in the Senate.
Fox's Jill Nato. Three people were shot to death, another critically injured at a manufacturing business in Western Maryland on Thursday, before the suspect and a state trooper were both wounded in a shootout. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow dropped 638 points, NASDAQ down 322, the S&P 500 98 points lower. America is listening to Fox.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. There's been a second crash of a military helicopter in as many days near Yuma, Arizona. But this time, all four crew members have survived, unlike Wednesday's crash of a Marine Osprey helicopter in that same area that killed five service members. Congress considering a bill to provide more protection to Supreme Court justices and their families.
The nine justices currently have protection from Supreme Court police and the U.S. Marshals. But a bipartisan bill that passed the Senate calls for protection of the justices and their family members. The bill is stalled in the House, and it appears nothing will happen before the weekend. Just hours after an armed man from California was arrested for attempting to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, a group of pro-choice protesters marched by his home. The suspect, Nicholas Roski, will remain in federal custody after authorities say the 26-year-old man took a taxi to Kavanaugh's Maryland home armed with a Glock pistol, a knife, zip ties, pepper spray, and a crowbar.
Fox's David Spont in Washington. Bad weather and supply chain issues could lead to a blander diet this summer. The company that makes sriracha hot sauce is warning customers it may be hard to find in the months ahead because of a shortage of chili peppers. Rescue teams have pulled two people from a sticky situation in a Pennsylvania candy plant.
Two people were rescued Thursday from a tank filled with chocolate at the Mars M&M Chocolates facility in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. Rescue crews were sent to the Lancaster County plant after reports the pair was trapped inside the candy-filled tank. It's not clear how they became confined in the confection or how they were eventually freed. Both were rescued about 2 hours after their initial cocoa captivity and were undergoing evaluation for possible injuries. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Oklahoma has won the Women's College World Series, beating Texas 10-5 to sweep the championship series. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.